Station, this is Keith Cowing with Reston Communications. How do you hear me?
Loud and clear, Keith. How are you hear us?
Very clear, thank you. Question for Fyodor and Oleg. I'm speaking to you from Ames Research Center in California, and recently Yuri's Night was held here on Cosmonautics Day. And many of us here thought it was pleasantly ironic to see 21st century youth cheering an American youth cheering a former Soviet cosmonaut. Have you seen any similar ironies as America and Russia have joined forces in space?
For example, I feel very well about this because if you remember since 1975 when we had first together flight and program, it was very nice program, Soyuz Apollo program. Yeah, since this years, we began thinking about our future program. And now, of course, space program, it's too expensive for one country. And it's story, and this is our life, and now we walk together, and this is very good for both sides. Not for both sides, and for our partners too, because in ISS program is more than 16 partners now, and for everybody it's a big school, and we are teacher in this school and pupil in this school. For me, it's a very great program, and we understand each other. This is different technology, different maybe operator systems, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're studying each of us.
Thank you. Question for Suni. You recently ran the Boston Marathon in space, and that's something that requires legs to do, even in outer space. However, last week, Professor Stephen Hawking experienced weightlessness aboard a Zero Gravity Corporation jet, and he does not have the use of his legs or his arms. A question for you, and you must have thought about this. Have you ever given any thought as to how much of what you do in space right now could be done without the use of perhaps your legs or if you were sort of just floating there with one hand? I mean, are there ways that people that have problems on Earth could function better or more efficiently in space?
Well, that, Keith, that's a very interesting question, and you know, I answered the question about spacewalking to a bunch of kids the other day. You know, trying to understand why we actually even have pants while we're out there doing a spacewalk. You know, we don't really need our legs that much. There are some devices that we use to hold ourselves steady with our legs, but that's really about it. You know, I find myself using my legs a little bit more, or my feet rather, more a little bit like my hands, where I'm, you know, sort of holding on to something with my toe to keep me stabilized while I'm doing other activities with my hands. But getting back to the meat of your question, you know, the legs are not necessarily used that much up here. And, I think the only thing that we need to remember for us is to make sure we exercise them and do weightlifting type of stuff so we come back, we can still use them.
Okay, a follow-up question then. At NASA, the Associate Administrator for Space Science, Alan Stern, was commenting on Professor Hawking's flight, and he noted the similarities between space, research on Earth and research in space. And right now, when you see the folks on the space station, it's astronauts, professional astronauts, and some visitors. When will the true promise of having, career scientists who do this, 24/7, coming up to the space station, when will that happen?
Keith, I think we're back with you, if you're there.
Yes. A follow-up question for Suni. Recently, commenting on Professor Hawking's flight, Alan Stern, who's the Associate Administrator for Space Science at NASA, noted the similarities between space research and research that's done on Earth, such as in the Arctic and the Antarctic. Right now, while there are a lot of scientists to go to the polar regions, we don't really see pure 100% professional scientists on the space station, yet that's what we've all been told will happen. When is that going to happen? At what point in the assembly, what mission will that start happening?
Keith, another great question, because I really don't know the answer to that. You know, we're looking forward to having a six-person crew up here before long, and, you know, at that point in time, hopefully we'll be able to dedicate some people to be doing science the entire time, or at least, you know, a higher than 50% amount of their time while we're up here. You know, the space station's pretty big. It's, you know, it's an engineering project. It needs maintenance just like a ship at sea, and so those types of things have to go on, too. So there's a little bit of give and take between the science activities and just the maintenance and construction of the space station. So hopefully within the next couple years, once we have our other partners' laboratories on board, we have six people up here working, we'll be able to get some more time dedicated for science.
Okay, and my last question, I hope everybody can comment on this. I've asked this question before during interviews. When people go to live in the International Space Station, they refer to this stay as being an expedition. That word is used constantly. But normally on Earth, when we use the word expedition, you're going somewhere and then you come back. And with all due respect, in a space station, you just go in circles. You orbit the Earth. Can you tell me what aspects, and again, if all three of you could comment, what aspects of what you're doing up there right now is similar to a real expedition, or are you really preparing now to do expeditions elsewhere? Where's the balance between those two?
I think that's another great question, and there's a couple aspects of it. I'll answer first, if you don't mind. You know, I think part of this is like an expedition because it's sort of like a camping trip where you're away from home, you don't have all the comforts of home, and you're in a sort of dangerous place, and to get back takes a little bit of, you know, overarching extraordinary ability to get in a Soyuz to get back home in a type of emergency type of situation. So I think we're in a remote area, and I think that's probably why we might call this an expedition. In particular, we're a few people, three of us, living here together for the entire time without much interaction with other people. So that's another aspect of being an expedition. But I think your point is absolutely great that we are practicing and we're doing research to go elsewhere. You know, hopefully we're going to be going back to the moon, going on to Mars, and we need a laboratory like this, which is in close contact with folks on the Earth to help us when we're doing experiments to try and figure out how to leave low Earth orbit. So I think, you know, your question is great because it is two answers. I think it's we are on an expedition because we're learning. And secondly, we're preparing for a much bigger expedition, which, you know, I hope the next generation of kids out there will be on and are excited about.
If I completely agree with Sunny that she says to really feel ourselves as we feel like expedition, and it's a good team and a good work and good place to be and work together.
Okay, one last question for Suni. You got a chance to talk to the Queen. What was that like?
Well, Keith, we haven't done it yet. It's going to be for the anniversary of Jamestown, which is 400 years. I think it's next week, to be exact. We're looking forward to it. It should be pretty exciting. I've never talked to a queen or a king before, so that will be sort of neat. But I think the bigger point there is the anniversary of Jamestown and the spirit of exploration, which is the sort of the center of the whole idea. And, you know, our forefathers from of America, you know, came over from England, from Spain, on adventure and probably a little bit more scary circumstances than what we're undergoing right now, where they didn't really know, you know, where they were going to end up. So we're looking forward to it. It should be pretty fun.
Thank you. Hope you get home soon so you can see some Bo Sox games.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. I think they're doing pretty good against the Yankees right now.
Station, this is Houston ACR. That concludes the event.
Thank you, WCVB-TV and Resting Communications. Station, we are now returning to operational space-to-ground communications.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much.